The current business, Panaderia Oaxaqueña, stemmed from a need Cruz Santos' mother saw in the surrounding community.
My parents, when they migrated here to Columbus, Ohio in 98, they saw an opportunity. They had no Hispanic markets out here. California, we have a lot of Hispanic markets over there. It's a lot, very Hispanic-based in Escondido. My mom, she saw a key factor that there was no bakery here, so she started making bread in the apartment. She did that for a year, and in 99, she decided to rent a location out here in Lincoln Village. And we started with the bakery. All the Hispanics came to the west side because they knew they had their cousins over there, or I have an uncle in the west side of Columbus. So that's when the community started growing. So we started putting more stuff in the little bakery, you know, beans, you know, your jarritos, which is a carbonated beverage.
Delicious.
Tortillas and the basic stuff that Hispanic families need, you know. They need their tortillas, they need their bread, they need their drinks. Beans, obviously, is a very staple in the diet. So over here on the west side, you know, it's been a blessing for us ever since we came to Columbus, Ohio. It opened the doors to the opportunity for the Hispanic community and for my family to grow.
And something else to mention about the bakery is that it is a particular part of Mexico.
Oh, yes. My parents, they're both from Oaxaca. So they have eight regions in Oaxaca. So there's like eight different communities. They have eight different foods, eight different agriculture type of lands. Even sometimes they speak eight different languages. But we're from the valley, so everybody comes to the valley and they trade. You know, I made beans for this harvest. I want to trade it for wheat, or, you know, I want to trade it for bread. Or my parents, they decided to focus more on what their family eats. And there's a lot of people from Oaxaca here in the community on the west side.
How did that happen? I mean, obviously you have quite a few relatives in the area, right?
Correct.
But also, how do you find other Oaxaqueños when you're here in Columbus? And was that a surprise to you?
It was definitely a surprise, but a little backstory.
Sure.
My parents are from Oaxaca, but San Bernardo, it's a small, small village. And all of them migrated to America, to the United States, to work in the agriculture fields. So then when my aunt and all of them decided to come to Columbus, they would always talk back to California, hey, you should come over here, you know. There's also agriculture opportunities over here. And they're like, no, they're not about that. But once you start seeing, you know, that there is job opportunities here in Columbus, that's when they came to Columbus, and the word just spreads, you know, spreads like fire, and they were out of nowhere. In a blink of 5 years, it was a lot of people here migrating from Oaxaca. And like I said, we're a very tight family. We have multiple cousins, multiple aunts, and it's just word of mouth. That's how people get around. And like I said, the bakery was a staple for the community, for Oaxaqueños. So once they saw they find a piece of home here in Columbus, they see somebody here, and like, oh, where do you buy this bread? Oh, I bought it in La Oaxaqueña on the west side. So, you know, on Sunday mornings, you have a lot of people lined up here to buy bread, and then they meet a cousin or they meet an aunt that they haven't seen in so long, and then it's like a meeting point, you could say. We have the saint back there because he's the saint of our village. Every village in Mexico, well, at least in Oaxaca, the name of the village is by the name of the saint. So we're from San Bernardo, and that's the saint, San Bernardo. And, you know, it's a very staple for the community here in Columbus and back at home. We make a three-day party over there when it comes for his birthday. So we do the same days, 18, 19, and 20th. We do the party here and in Mexico, back in Oaxaca. It doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, Saturday. We have to celebrate his saint day. So the saint over there, he's more of part of, you know, a reminder of the religion, obviously, but a reminder of home as well, you know. Like, we have people who, when they come for America for the first time and from the village, the first thing they come here is say prayers to their saint, because, you know, thanks for him, they're here now. And every Friday and Saturday, you have couples coming in putting, you know, a candle or just a flower, because they identify with home with that.